This is Bob Oakes in Manchester, New Hampshire. Like many New Hampshire towns this week, Manchester is teeming with journalists, all trying to get the latest scoop on the First in the Nation primary. But over the last few days, we've noticed our hotel is also filled with energetic young people. Turns out we're sharing space with 64 AP government students from Mamaroneck High School in Westchester County, New York. They've been brought here by their brave teacher, Joe Liberti, to witness the American political process in action. Over the past couple of days, they've all been volunteering with one or more of the campaigns. These 17-year-olds aren't allowed to vote yet, but many will be able to do so in November. We sat down with Liberti and a few of his students, Sarah Meister, Michael Comerford, and Danny Santos. We asked Sarah if she'd actually met any of the candidates.
Yes, I met John Huntsman today, very briefly at a rally. I actually convinced someone at the phone bank to vote for him by saying I was at the rally and I had shaken his hand and that he was perfectly considerate to me and to everyone else who was there. So I guess to this independent voter, the candidate's sort of friendliness and personality was a really important issue, and I was able to address that.
Was it hard to talk up a candidate that you really didn't know before you came here?
I did know a little bit about his policies before I came here. I did my research. But, I mean, the hard thing is that I really don't agree with all of his policies. I mean, I'm a liberal, and it was hard to sort of put my personal beliefs aside and make that call as informative and appropriate to the candidate as possible.
So you were a salesperson?
Essentially, yes.
Michael, you've got a Ron Paul hoodie on. You've got a Ron Paul button on. You are not just here as an exercise. You are, as I understand it, a Ron Paul supporter. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was last year when I got really into him. It was like after a research paper. And by that point last year, I was like a pro-war sort of Bush Republican. And then like as I was writing this, I was like, I can't support this. Like, war is not just. Like, this is just not a good thing. And with that, I looked into like, who could focus on like the economic, fiscal, like conservative, and also more of like a liberal on the social issues, and also like an anti-war candidate, and he was the one. So I got really into it.
Danny, what did you do?
Well, yesterday I had the chance to do phone banks for Mitt Romney, and today I went to a John Huntsman rally and walked around town holding up signs, shouting.
If you could vote, who would you vote for?
As of now, I would probably vote for Huntsman, because I had that personal experience where I actually got to see him and see how he acted. I might not necessarily agree with his viewpoints, but once you get into the rhythm of, like, you know, just cheering people up, having cars honk at you in agreement, it just feels good.
What was the best part about what you did?
Like, understanding that it's not such a polished process. Like, I thought on TV you see, like, all the different clips of, like, everything going nice and neat. But, like, we got there and picked up a couple sheets of paper and, like had a charged phone, like a little Nokia phone, and just went at it. You're not like in this like huge room with like everything like polished. It was just like you're sitting there with a Nokia phone just banging out calls. So
I was also surprised by the sort of unorganized pieces of it. We showed up at the Huntsman office yesterday and they said, okay, great, 16 of you, grab a sign, let's go. And it's sort of whatever happens, happens. They just sort of roll with the punches, and it was, I like seeing the aspects that are sort of more than the sound bites.
One thing that I found really interesting today, not from my own perspective, from watching my students, I was working with the Gingrich group, and they had gone to a town hall last night, and then today we went to see him, and it was exact same speech, exact same jokes. Now I know that, but the students don't know that this is over and over and over, and they were looking at you like, that's the same thing you said last night, that's the same joke from last night. It was a chance for them to sort of pull back the curtain. And so when you're only reading, you know, the headlines, you know, from the New York Times or, you know, watching Fox News, and it's sort of this back and forth, it's the gridlock, you know, it's nothing gets done in Washington. To be out there, I think, sort of brings the process alive.
It seems a lot more human this way, actually. I think this is partially specific to New Hampshire, but it's less about TV and mass media and more about really getting up close and personal with voters. It makes me wish we had a process more similar to this in New York, where I'm from.
That was Sarah Meister, Michael Comerford, and Danny Santos, and their AP government teacher, Joe Liberti. They'll all be on the bus headed back to New York this evening when they find out how each of their candidates did in New Hampshire.